This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:06 now. Let's talk about this, the Carolina-Duke game. I watched this game, and I was already texting. Some of my Carolina guys. Duke is about to go down.
Oh, you're one of those.
And here they come back with this buzzer beater finish.
It was crazy.
It was wild. If I take myself completely out of my Duke hating state of mind.
Gotta hate Duke.
So I could say it was a thriller of a game. But I mean, look, man, Carolina, they lose like 12 games or something out of the gate. And then they play like 19 and win like 12 or lose 12 of them. And now they're about this close. I'm putting two fingers together here, real close together. My thumb and my forefinger. They're about this close to just missing the NCAA tournament completely. Mm. Just go ahead and go to the NIT, lose in the first round, and be done with it. Mm-hmm. That game was just...
It was a nail biter, and my husband got mad at. Well, he didn't get mad at me, but he was like, "What is wrong?" I was screaming at the TV. I was cussing. I had to walk outside at one point. I was just, oh,
sports.
I'm sure you weren't the only one.
Carolina basketball is the one thing that fires me up.
It was, you know, it was a great game, and I think most everybody at the Dean Smith Center thought they were going to win that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it looked like, well, they got them.
I think they got comfortable. At the last few, and in basketball, look, you can get down to a 1 minute. Things change in a minute in basketball. So there's never a for sure winner at that point, unless you're like up 40 points. But
did Coach K and Roy Smith, did they have a cordial handshake at the end?
They typically do.
A fist fight.
You're right. Just swing.
I think that would be funny, though.
That would be. I'd watch that.
I'd like to see Roy punch him.
Anyway, it was this thriller ending. One free sheet. He goes up. His kid goes up for two. He hits the first one. Intentionally misses the second one off the backboard. There's a rebound. A quick fumble for the ball. Put one up real quick. The buzzer. Boom. It goes in. They win.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Anyway.
It was an awesome moment if you're a Duke fan, but
yeah.
I hate you.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. If you're a Duke fan, you got to be happy this morning. Me? Not so much.
I'm still rocking Carolina over here.
Yeah, she's got the shirt on today. We'll recap the Oscars thing for any odds and ends. I wasn't expecting anything, although I did think that the Irishman would win something. Did it? We'll find out.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight, couple of kids in a Chevrolet.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:21 the time. Time to talk about the Oscars, just a second here. Overall review of last night's show.
Yeah, I only saw 5 minutes of it. So
I saw none.
You watched Brad Pitt win and turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brad Pitt did win for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Look, he was great in that movie. He really was. I know a lot of people were on the fence. I think it's cool for people to say they like Quentin Tarantino movies. Oh, Quentin Tarantino, it's awesome. It was a masterpiece. It was a work of art. Half that movie, I was bored out of my skull. But I thought Brad Pitt was great in the movie. And there's some old radio stuff in there that I enjoyed. But only, you know, the radio people even noticed that was part of the movie. Really part of the soundtrack of the movie.
I had no plans on seeing it, so thank you for that review.
Parasite won Best Picture, and hardly any of the mainstream audience had seen Parasite.
I didn't know that was a movie out.
Best Actor, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker.
Surprise.
Hey, you know what? Out of all the movies that I've heard were at the Oscars, I think that's probably the best person to win. He did a killer job.
Did you see Joker?
No.
Jay?
No.
Nobody seen Joker. Best Actress, Renee Zellweger for Judy, the story about Judy Garland. And Best Supporting Actress, Laura Dern for Marriage Story. I haven't seen that. I don't know anything about it.
It's like most of the movies on there are ones you literally never hear of.
And you know how everybody talked about when they saw the trailer for Bombshell, they couldn't believe how much The girls in the movie look like the real people, especially Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
They won an Oscar for best makeup and hairstyling. Bombshell did for making them up. But I'm telling you, man, Charlize Theron looked just like Megyn Kelly.
I want to see that so badly. I need to.
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it.
Is it out on DVD yet?
No, still in the theater.
All right, I'll wait for a DVD.
Moving on to some other things here. If you don't use a dating app like Tinder or anything like that, and if you're only a casual observer of apps to begin with, you're not really that crazy about them, and you wonder how they make money, Tinder made $1.2 billion in 2019.
Off what?
Buying, I'd imagine buying the extra likes and swipes and stuff like that.
They are owned by Match.com and accounted for over half the company's revenue. Okay. Let me repeat that number. $1.2 billion with a B.
Yeah. Thank God I did not have to hit up Tinder. I wasn't around for the Tinder days. Woo!
I ain't going to be on no dating app.
Ain't nobody swiping on me.
Dale, now, you could be on one of those apps.
Ew, don't do it.
I could be.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be because females are crazy.
I don't want to be on the Tinder.
If it makes you feel better, I'd swipe right for you.
Thanks.
That's because y'all love each other.
You're welcome.
Get a room.
Listen to this. The coronavirus is causing the crematoriums in China to work 24/7. They have crematoriums running around the clock 7 days a week, trying to cremate these bodies.
It's all a conspiracy.
They want the bodies burned and not buried to prevent the spread of the disease.
This is like the plague.
I understand that the virus is new. We don't understand anything about it. But at the same time, the flu kills hundreds of thousands of more people.
Yes! Yes! On the same page, I've been saying this. Get your flu shot. It's more dangerous than the stinking beer virus.
I see what she did there?
I get it.
Yeah, okay. Finally, Camden County, North Carolina, somebody got the cops on the phone after somebody dropped off a box they said had two puppies in them on their front yard. Well, the deputies arrived and said the puppies are not puppies. These are two bear cubs.
Oh, my gosh. My sister would die.
They were separated from their mother and taken to the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro. No update from the zoo on the condition of the bear cubs at this time. But your sister would have tried to keep them.
Oh, she absolutely would have. She would not have told
anybody. You do know she's nuts.
Yeah, I know. I've told her a time or two.
But she would literally, we're not joking, she would try to keep the bear cubs as pets.
She'd at least keep them for like a month and then decide maybe to give them back. But she would try. She would.
She'd get one mauling was all it would take.
That's all. I can't do it anymore.
I got mauled once.
She might come back for more.
I can recover from this mauling. It's not that bad.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Dale O'Brien here. Across the desk over there is Annie Camp.
Good morning.
And a little yawn.
I need coffee.
She hasn't hit the coffee pot yet. Oh. Over there is Chase. What'd you do this weekend, Chase? What happened? I saw you getting out of the car in your Facebook post getting ready to build a snowman.
Yeah, decided to go out to Winston for a bit. Had some Dario's this weekend.
Yeah, and he's also excited about the new box Dario's putting the two-dog combo in.
Very proud of them for stepping up their game.
A box?
Yes, a box. Dario two-dog box now.
Listen, you got to protect those hot dogs if you're taking them to go.
Exactly.
What is to go in y'all's words? Because I feel like once you pull away from the window, they're about gone.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Your stomachs are carrying the precious cargo.
Hands up. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
You're right. So that was the highlight of your weekend.
That was good. That was good.
I did a little road trip this weekend, a little circuitous route around the Carolinas. I took off and went to see my friends over in Morehead City. Went over there on late Friday and then went down and Saturday. I went down to Wilmington to see a friend and then up to Fayetteville to see another friend.
Wow.
And then back up here yesterday. So
busy man.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. We taught our niece how to properly jump on the couch this weekend.
Aww,
nice.
Yeah, good.
That's a good uncle right there.
Correct.
Thanks. Good job.
Thank you.
Also this weekend, a friend of mine in a brief phone conversation told me... recommended that I check the Walmart website, Canada, just in case I might need some hand sanitizer.
Huh. Oh,
no.
My God. Why is it
no.
so expensive?
Walmart Canada, the large size pump jar of Purell hand sanitizer, the one you would see like at a counter, like at Costco or Sam's mm-hmm. Club, they have, you know, they all, everybody has it sitting out now. Oh, God, $268.
Do we know why?
And because the third parties that sell this stuff to them have jacked the price because people are so paranoid about the coronavirus.
I'm sorry, you can still go to Dollar Tree and get you some. It works all the same.
Listen to this. The tiny bottle that you would carry in your purse uh-huh. or in your car, $44. The medium-sized little pump like you'd have in your house, $87. The large, big, I don't know how much is in there. It's a lot. $268, and a pack of these things, 10 count, that you would put like in the console of your car, your glove box, $44.
You can really just wash your hands just about anywhere nowadays. I wouldn't pay that for nothing.
You're better off to wash your hands.
Absolutely.
We told everybody this on the show. You think that just smearing some of that hand sanitizer on is going to do it. It doesn't. If you're using hand sanitizer, you have to use a fair amount of it, and you have to continuously rub that for 45 seconds to a minute to actually do the same thing that washing your hands with warm soapy water would do in a normal amount of time.
And you're killing your good and bad germs when using the hand sanitizer.
So, wow. Anyway, $268 for the large
thing. Holy crap. You guys, you know, we're talking about what you're doing for this weekend. Y'all sound like you had pretty good weekends. You know, pretty excited about Dario. And
I like food.
Yeah, you went on this big trip. I went to Gabe's twice on Saturday, you
wow.
guys.
Wow.
And I spent the same amount of money each time. $29.84.
Did you buy the same thing twice because you loved it so
no,
much?
No, I just lucked out. I literally went to get some little retail therapy in. I'm a cheapskate.
Yeah, I got it. A little so bargain shopping.
Then, of course, I go back to my in-law's house where my husband and baby are. My mother-in-law says, Frank needs a beanbag chair. I said, okay. Well, I saw him at Gabe's. Yeah, she absolutely thinks he needed it, and he loves it. So okay. I love it, too. I napped quite a few times on that one.
Nice.
The problem with me, at my age, getting into the beanbag chair is fine. Getting out of the beanbag chair is something totally
That's
different.
Why you lay yeah. face first halfway on the ground. That's what I did last night.
Yeah. Good idea.
Ever since I met your girl, you've been on my...
Beer never broke my heart, but then Jenny Lynn Summers did in the third grade.
Oh,
never forgive her. 6:42 now, and in walks Annie with a cup of coffee that has been poured from one of these pots in the building back here. Mm-hmm. I've never seen coffee that not only tasted bad, it doesn't even smell good.
At all.
I don't understand it. How's that possible? How's it possible that freshly brewed coffee does not smell good?
I don't know.
That's a great smell.
I don't know what's wrong with that coffee.
It's simple. They went cheap.
Oh, is that what it is?
You know, I'm grateful for free coffee because there's nice hot chocolate and stuff too. But why would you buy us this wonderfully nice hot chocolate when, like, literally store brand hot chocolate's cool?
Mix half a packet of hot chocolate with your coffee and make it a mocha.
Try to watch that sugar intake, Bo.
Well,
this
makes
is sugar-free sweet Italian cream.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of coffee, Dunkin' Donuts says they're spending $60 million to improve their coffee.
Oh, good.
They're buying all new smart brewers for all the stores that will supposedly improve their coffee's quality and consistency.
I do like their coffee, though.
Being a coffee snob, I will all day long spend $6.50 on my giant coffee from Starbucks.
No, don't say that. Don't even say their name on the air. You know how I feel about it.
But they're delicious.
I won't do it.
Starbucks.
But no. Dunkin, they got to step up that game. It tastes like the bottom of the pot every time I get a cup.
At where?
Dunkin.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I'm not gonna point out any, you know, Dunkin locations, but I've not had one that's been really good when I had this. I get the same coffee I get at Starbucks, and I don't expect them to taste exactly the same, but at least taste good.
All right. Huh. So the Triad Chill Polar Plunge is coming up very soon.
Excited about it.
We'll be there as usual. And in fact, Annie is going to be participating in the polar
not
plunge.
Just me though, friend.
Oh yes, I forgot to mention, so's Chase.
Yeah,
he's gonna be donning the swimsuit and diving into the icy cold waters
of the North Atlantic.
Well, close enough. Emerald Point went wild.
Yeah,
kind of same thing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that, and I'm trying to figure out what outfit I should wear.
Oh, my gosh. So I just want to hit on this, that it's an awesome event. If nobody's ever been, you should come out, support it. It's for Special Olympics in North Carolina. You jump, or you can even dip a toe. And we're also taking donations for our team. Of course, all of it goes to Special Olympics at the Polar Plunge, but it's at 931wolfcountry.com. You can donate.
All right, cool. More of the Wake Up with a Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's good news story time.
There is a nonprofit called Mental Health America, and they've been around for about 100 years, and they've recently launched a new program that lets you send inspirational text messages to complete strangers. That's kind of cool. It's called Text for Humanity, and it works like this. It takes about 1 minute for you to join, and you text your first name, the country you're from, and a short uplifting message that's no more than 160 characters. Mm-hmm. And a random person somewhere in the world will get it, and then you'll get a positive message from someone else a few minutes later. You do have to sign up to get the text, so they only go to people who want to get them. Over 10,000 messages have already been sent. If you want to try it out, super easy. All you got to do is text the word join to 37352, and then it'll guide you through the rest. But I think it's super cool that there might be somebody who signed up for this that really needs this moment. And it might be something small to you to send kind words, but to them it could mean a lot. And it could be a life-changing kind of thing for somebody. So a lot of people don't know their worth. And so it's nice to be reminded that you're worthy.
Sounds like a great way to spread some virus to me.
Oh, come on. Why you got twisted into crap?
I mean, it does, doesn't it? I mean, think about it. That would be a great way to infect a bunch of phones with viruses by doing something like this.
I hope not.
A little Debbie
Downer. Y'all just text for humanity, okay? Please save the world one text message at a time. Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Dre.
House don't fall, the bones are good. It's Maren Morris.
Word.
The bones. You know what? The realtor tells you that the house has good bones. That is code for you. You better have an extra $100,000 to fix it up.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Oh.
7:12, it's time to play.
Dale knows everything.
Yay, another day of trying to prove you wrong, Dale.
All right.
Happy Monday. It's National Umbrella Day. And in honor of that, our category for Dale Knows Everything is umbrella. The way you play the game... The way you play the game is I'll get a caller on the line and I'll ask you a question, Dale, and you'll either know the answer or you'll make it up, and it's up to the caller to say whether they agree with you or not.
All
if
right.
they win, if well, yeah, if they get it right, they're playing for Boat and Fishing Expo, 4 packs of tickets. It'll be the weekend of the 29th of this month. And so right now we're looking for caller 20 to 336-680-WOLF.
Good luck.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Now through February 13th.
Dale knows everything.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you this morning?
I'm good for a Monday. How are
you? Hey, we're doing pretty good around here. So you're caller 20. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you.
You want to play Dale Knows Everything?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, it's National Umbrella Day, so that's what my question's going to involve. And, of course, I'm going to ask Dale a question. He's either going to know the answer or he'll make it up, and it's up to you to decide whether he is telling the truth or if he's full of it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Leslie. Dale, are you ready for this question?
Hit me.
One city in this country produces a large chunk of the world's umbrellas. What country is it?
What country?
Yes.
Produces the most umbrellas?
Yes.
I'm going with China.
Okay, Leslie. Does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I think he's full of it.
Think he's full of it, huh? Well, for once in the past couple days, Dale actually knows everything. It is a city called Songjia. It's in China, and it's been described as the umbrella capital of the world. It says it makes about 500 million umbrellas, or 30% of their total production in China.
China, wonderful people, great society. I love the umbrellas.
You guys get this, though. They're supplied by more than 1,000 factories in China, and one single worker makes about 300 umbrellas a day.
Wow.
You know what, Leslie, though? I'm feeling froggy, so I'm going to give you these tickets to the Boat and Fishing Expo, okay?
Sorry, Dale. You're not full of it. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on the line.
Okay.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:32. Valentine's Day coming up on Friday. Major Valentine's Day plan, Chase. What is it? What's the plan?
Look, I've got to go this week to Sam's Club. I'm going to go by Sam's Club because they had an offer for $10, a dozen chocolate dipped strawberries.
All right.
So I'm debating on whether getting a dozen or two dozen because two dozen seems like a lot.
Are you eating some?
No, I don't like strawberries.
Then one dozen will work.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got to go by and do that. I have it planned for Friday, where to go eat. I have a backup reservation just in case.
Oh,
and I have a backup plan.
Yeah, so that's that. Dale, what are you doing for Valentine's
Day? Oh, come on now.
Stop. He needs answers.
Fat pants on the couch.
Heard nice. That.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, I told my husband that I didn't want a lot. Let's just go to, like, Boxcar Arcade on Sunday during the day and maybe have some mimosas, which they have like a whole bottle of champagne that you can buy for like $10.
Okay.
And play video games.
Okay.
You're easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want that Chick-fil-A heart nugget tray thing. That is an absolute has to happen. Friday night, he better walk in the door, arms open with that in his hands.
They got the 10. You get the 10, this heart-shaped 10 that has the nugs in it.
Oh, it just looks so good.
Yeah, that'd be good. Do you think that Valentine's Day is a good time to propose?
No.
I'm not a holiday proposal person. I think it's cheesy.
No, do it on a day that you can make special that's not celebrated by everybody else.
Except for, I just realized I got proposed to on a holiday. It was 4th of July.
Well, that's because fireworks were going off that night.
He knew I didn't want it at Christmas, so he saved it for 4th of July. Oh, God.
One of the ticketing companies did a survey. Thousands of people participated in this. They say these are the top 10 dream places to propose. The bottom five, I'm going to leave out. I'm going to give you the top five. Number five, the London Eye, which is the big Ferris wheel in London there. It's a big attraction. Long lines. A gondola in Venice.
Nice.
Three, Niagara Falls.
No.
Two, the Eiffel Tower. I get it.
Oui, oui.
And number one, Central Park.
What world are these people living in?
Well, I don't know why. Why is Central Park number one?
It's not even cool.
Budge.
You have some homeless people in the background of your photo.
So too many other cool places. Looks to me like the Eiffel Tower would be number one. I mean, Paris, the Eiffel Tower, at night. You couldn't get much more romantic than that.
I mean, London. The London Eye lit up at night.
Yeah. At the very top where you can see all of London. Perfect. But Central Park?
Were those old?
You need bigger goals.
Were those doctors on that list? Or let's fly over to Paris and let me propose to you.
7:35. You and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down. Yeah. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I got some kind of fun information I want to share with you here. First of all, I want to ask you to, and I'll give you a second to think about it. What are your happiest moments of any given day? Just a regular old Monday through Friday day, from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, what are your happiest moments? Or maybe there's one that just sticks out to you. I'm going to give you a second to think about that. But before I do, we do get to that, I found this very interesting study, and I took the trouble, I took time out of my busy day to break it down for you and extract the top 10 happiest moments from the study that people said. Thousands of people participated. I've got the top 10.
Look at you being productive.
So let's start with Annie. The best parts of your day, happiest moments of your day.
Okay. I'm going to sound a little cheesy at my first one.
All right.
But waking up. Talk about a blessing, okay?
All right.
The next is the sky. There's a lot of sunrises and sunsets are gorgeous and beautiful. And if you haven't looked at them in a while, please do. And then lastly, my husband and my son, seeing their smiling little faces, especially little Frankie. He's so cute. So he's a big old cheesy grin. He's got like 10 teeth. So.
All right. There you go. Chase, over
to
you.
Top that.
Happiest moments of any given day, a regular Monday through Friday day.
Taking my belt off when I get home.
In your underwear.
Yeah, yeah. And getting comfy with a plate full of food for dinner in front of me.
All right. Well, a lot of people said things similar to that.
Well, wait, Dale, what about you?
Probably getting home and finishing dinner and knowing that I've nothing else to do but just chill out.
There you go. On your own time.
For the rest of the evening.
fat pants every night.
Right. So I distilled it down. There are dozens and dozens of these things, but I distilled it down to the top 10 for you. And I'll go from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, the moment you take your shoes off after work.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Number 9, the moment you take your work clothes off and get into something comfortable that you like to wear at home.
It takes me like 5 minutes. I walk in the house, shoes off, boom, clothes off, boom, no bra.
Most women said, the second I'm in that door, the bra is gone.
Free them. Woo!
I agree. I can honestly agree that's a good idea.
Okay, thanks, Jake. Number 8, having a late night snack. Number 7, getting a hug from your kid. Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Getting a compliment from anyone. Going home after work and walking in the door. That moment when you're in the door, you close it behind you and you're done. Number 4, your boss showing you some kind of appreciation. Number 3, the moment you sit down in front of the TV at night. Like I said, when I'm done, everything's cleaned up, pop down on that couch, and I got the rest of the evening to do what I want to. Number 2, eating a great dinner, which is your thing.
Let me tell you, there's nothing better. People say, yeah, I go out, I exercise, I get a runner's high.
Nope.
Have you ever heard of a food high?
No doubt. Every day of my life, baby.
And number 1 is waking up after a great night's sleep.
Can I just clarify that I laughed at the moment when you said your boss giving you a compliment, and I just don't want that to be taken. I was in my head popped up. I thought you were going to say, like, your boss showing you a funny video or something.
No, showing you some appreciation.
I guess it's, maybe we can only relate to that one. But
and I know that a lot of people do not get any appreciation whatsoever from work. I understand that.
I appreciate all of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I forgot one. Very important.
Right.
It's hot out. It's 95 degrees. You come home, the inside temperature in your bedroom is 68,
ooh,
67.
Yeah.
It's somewhat dark.
Yeah.
You crawl into bed.
Oh, yeah. Keep it up. Keep talking dirty.
Clean sheets.
Yes.
And take a quick little nap.
I need a shower now.
All right.
You sweaty?
Yeah. Maybe a cigarette to fall out of.
That'll do it.
Naked under the ceiling fan, baby.
Woo!
Spread out and air drying.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It is time to head to the land of law and order, people. Here's your headline. If you need a hint on where this is, let me know. You may. White Claw drinker pulls gun on craft beer lovers.
That's West Virginia.
I was saying West Virginia, too.
No. This happened in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, here's what happened. And by the way, if this was the first battle in the hipster drinking wars, I'm glad it ended without anybody being killed. Here's what happened. A guy was staying at an Airbnb in Brooklyn on Friday, and it happened to be across the street from a popular craft brewery called Other Half Brewing Company. It's so popular that people line up around the block to get its limited edition releases, and they were having one of those releases on Saturday, and there was a big line outside on Friday night, waiting to get their stuff. Well, apparently, the guy who was staying across the street was not a craft beer fan. So he started taunting the people who were in line waiting for the craft beer, and he aggressively drank White Claw in front of them to show what he liked to drink.
Aggressively? What are you
just
doing?
Just hammering them back, waving the bottle around, pointing the bottles at them, slinging it around. Well, they started taunting him back. Well, he didn't like that very good, so he goes back into his Airbnb and comes out with a gun.
Oh.
As you do.
Not.
So he starts waving the gun around. In the meantime, somebody in lines pulled out their mobile and called the cops. The police show up and arrest him. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't even fire the gun, but he was arrested and taken away to jail.
If you're getting drunk off of White Claws and you're a man, we need to question some things.
Yeah, card's going to be taken away. Yeah. What's going to happen? You're going to lose that. God, they're selling gallons of that stuff, though.
I know.
Huge displays of that stuff everywhere you go.
I don't even like it.
8:06 now.
And now it's time for
I think
things you need to know.
Well, divorce for this guy apparently turned out to be a good thing. Jeff Bezos earned $3.5 billion in 4 days last week by selling 1.7 million shares of his stock.
Who is Jeff Bezos?
CEO of Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And the richest man in the world.
And what is he going to use his money for? Good question you ask. He's going to buy a new home in California.
It's just a small spot.
A little flat on a stoop nothing, type of situation.
Nothing ostentatious.
No, not at all. Number one movie at the box office this weekend, if you went to go see a new movie, was Birds of Prey at $33.3 million. Cost $84.5 to produce. Also, Bad Boys for Life at $12 million came in at number two. Today is a very special day, and I didn't plan it, but it's National Flannel Day.
And you're wearing flannel today.
Thank you. I didn't even know I did that.
And thank goodness it's just not the regular red and black checked flannel.
This is, blue and green?
It's a very nice flannel.
Is it blue and green or blue and gray?
It's blue and green.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Why can't see colors?
He's colorblind.
It's purple, yellow, and chartreuse. Spell chartreuse.
So that's a very special day for me. Also, learned about this over the weekend. There was a British Airways flight set a new speed mark for a commercial passenger airplane crossing the Atlantic ever. The flight went from New York to London, and it landed 2 hours early because of the jet stream. It only took to travel the whole Atlantic 4 hours and 56 minutes.
Wow, that's just a little slower than the Concorde was doing it.
Yes.
That must have been some tailwind.
Yeah, it was. They said that we prioritize safety over speed. But, if you're in the jet stream, you're going that fast. Everything else is going that fast.
It's like when in Rome, right?
Yeah. And last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. Egypt is the most rectangular country in the world. The U.S. altogether is 169th most rectangular.
Thank God I now know this information.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here.
Riveting stat.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3... You need to know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Guys, I know you had your Matchbox cars when you were a kid. I had a huge collection of Matchbox cars. They're still somewhere packed away at one of my parents' storage buildings there at the farm back at home. Because my mother saved everything. I had 2, 3, 4 cases of Matchbox cars. I had the Matchbox City.
You think you got anything like really valuable in there?
Well, I don't know, but this other guy asked himself this very same question that you just did. His name is Simon Hope, and he had a Matchbox car collection. And in that Matchbox car collection, he had a Matchbox pickup truck that he was curious about. Now, he had over 3,000 Matchbox cars. He had the Matchbox pickup truck that he had appraised. It sold for $9,170.
Attaboy. Nice. Yes.
So who knows what you have in your Matchbox car collection if you started getting those as gifts when you were a little kid?
I had Barbies, and I opened them up as soon as I got them. Even my Australian Olympic Barbie. It was so cool. And so they're probably worth nothing at this point.
You don't have the boxes that they can...
Oh, no. I don't even have the Barbies anymore. I don't keep things.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I have my birth certificate lingering around, honestly.
The box seems to be so important. Got to have that original box.
Mint condition.
That whatever came in, you've got to have that.
I have a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine stuff growing
up. Ew, God. If I can help it, my son will never know what Thomas the Tank Engine is. Ugh.
You want to fight?
He's creepy, and I don't like him.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. You've done it now.
Oh, we can fight, Thomas.
Oh,
bring it
boy.
On.
You guys are going to have...
Legos and Thomas the Tank.
Those two things. Punch up. Nah. It's coming.
You got that dumb punch ready?
Oh, they're going to fight.
That's... Yeah, I'm about to happen right now.
Thomas is awesome.
Watch your neck. I'm coming with you. This pin.
God, we're going to fight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.